With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. State Representative Mary Whiteford has been representing most of Allegan County since she won a special election in March. The Republican now faces a challenge in next week's primary for the 80th State House District. Mary Whiteford, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Gordon, and good morning, everybody.
Good morning, and please reintroduce yourself to the listeners.
Okay, well, my name is Mary Whiteford. My background is as a pediatric neurosurgery and an emergency nurse at a children's hospital. I also own a tax and financial business with my husband, and next year it'll be 20 years that we have had that. I've worked really hard in my community, volunteering for things that I find important, schools, community mental health, the Michigan Women's Commission, where I worked really hard on raising awareness of human trafficking and women veteran issues. And I'm also a mom, a grandma. I care about our future. I want other people to have the opportunity, like I have had, to have my children close and my granddaughter live 10 minutes away. And our future, I've just always focused on what's best for our future. And that's who I am. I've been in office for 4 months, and I've never worked harder in my life, and I just love what I'm doing.
But as you noted to the Gongwer News Service, it is unusual to be asking voters to reelect you after just about 4 months. It'll be close to five by the time the election is held next week. So what would you ask voters to take a look at in your record during that brief amount of time?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's challenging. And I was up to the challenge, knowing that most people have 2 years to prove that they could do the job. I actually had 6 weeks before somebody filed to run against me. I don't know anybody who's faced something like that. But regardless, from day one, I had my office up and running. Excellent customer service, because there was none before that. Every single person who calls, stops in, emails, we answer. We get back to. We've had many, many cases. I actually took on an intern this summer to help us stay on top of all the requests for assistance that we've had. And now that people have found out I have a passion for our veterans, I'm starting to get more veterans reaching out and family members looking for help for their veteran family member. I've worked very hard to be the adult in the room, and that's what I promised to do. I could be conservative. I can work with other representatives, because nothing gets done unless you get people behind you. You can have the best idea ever, but unless you get those votes, and that support of your colleagues in the House of Representatives, and then the Senate, and then the governor, you will not get anything done legislatively in this state. So I have worked hard to form good relationships so that I can push issues as they come that help the residents of my district. Customer service, establishing relationships, and I have done my very best to vote as conservatively as possible, limited government, low taxes, and after only actually 2 months of votes, I feel like I have done that.
Your primary opponent was on the air earlier this week and said that Allegan County is a very conservative area that wants a conservative voice, and she says that her voice is more conservative. One of the votes she was critical of you in particular was the rescue package for Detroit Public Schools. Explain your vote.
Yes, and I talked to her, and I talked to my fellow GOP and quite a few other people. The papers were drafted for Detroit Public Schools to go into bankruptcy. Bankruptcy could have cost our state $3.5 billion, and that would have to come straight out of the school aid fund, the general fund. It would come right off the backs of everybody, and it would be under federal control. We had an incredibly conservative package that added so many reforms in there that people in Detroit, they did not want it. They just wanted a blank check. The mayor of Detroit, he did not want it. He wanted ultimate control. They are under state control now. They will have a local school board elected in November with the plans. I'm hoping that that still comes true, because that's a quick turnaround. There are reforms in there that the executives didn't want. Every single administrator, every single administrator has to reapply for their job. The teachers' union, they do get a new contract every year, so they are bargaining right now with their locals. So they have local control. It's limited liability on the rest of the state. It is actually saving the people of my county millions of dollars, because we would have had to pay so much more if there was bankruptcy proceedings and we were mandated to pay those costs. So this is the most conservative thing we could do. It is West Michigan conservative driven. And I was honored to make that very hard decision, but I knew it was in the best interest of the people of my district. So it was conservative. It's really easy. And I told Abigail and the rest of the GOP, it is easy to vote no. You can just, hey, nope, wash your hands, walk away. What about solutions? And that's what I campaigned on. I knocked on, well, I'm up to about 14,000 doors now that I've been to in my district. That's what I discussed with every single person. I will make that hard decision. I won't just be that no person, because no doesn't solve anything. I want to get in on the inner workings of things and come up with solutions using the people of my district as resources.
Okay, we've got about...
That's what I'm doing. So I am more conservative.
We have about 30 seconds left. You were an alternate delegate for John Kasich to the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, correct?
Yes. Yes.
So how do
I was elected by my county GOP to be the alternate delegate.
How do you feel about Donald Trump being at the top of the ticket for your party?
I am Republican. I will vote Republican. So I will vote for Donald Trump.
But
I'm hoping we have some time. The one belief I have is that he runs a huge empire. I don't think he micromanages. I'm praying that he puts solid professionals and conservatives in the key roles for our government. And I will stick behind that.
Okay, we will have to leave it there.
A Democrat president is not good for me. So.
We will have to leave it there. Mary Whiteford,
yeah.
Thank you for your time
thank
this morning.
You.
State Representative,
thank you for calling. Take care.
State Representative Mary Whiteford is running for re-election, and on Tuesday for the Republican nomination to represent the 80th district, which includes most of Allegan County. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.